current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, A Step Further. On the 7th of August 2026, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan signed a Mecca Joint Defense Agreement. The agreement says that an armed attack against one member will be treated as an attack against all three, creating a shared commitment to mutual defense. The pact is described by the three countries as defensive and is intended to strengthen cooperation and deterrence. There is a deeper bond between these three countries than sadly just military interests. They are Muslim lands, and Islam gives the Ummah one aqidah, one identity, and one purpose. In reality, the Muslims are meant to be one Ummah, where their security, their honor, and their interests are not divided by borders drawn between them. This is why there should not even be a need for separate defense pacts between them, because they were never meant to stand apart in the first place. The fact that such an agreement is now needed only shows how far the Ummah has moved away from its original unity. The idea that an attack on one is an attack on all only touches a small part of what Islam already teaches. It teaches us that the Muslims' war and peace should be one, not many. But Islam goes further than this. It establishes that the Ummah should have a single leadership, guiding its affairs as one body, rather than being split into separate political entities that act independently. When the body is one, pain in one part is felt by all, and strength in one part benefits all. For this reason, the defense pact should be seen as a step, but not the final goal. The next step should be to move beyond cooperation between separate states and move towards one system, one leadership, one military, and one constitution based on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. Instead of simply agreeing to defend one another when attacked, the Muslim countries should work together as one political and military power, using their combined resources, strength, and capabilities for the benefit and protection of the entire Ummah. Ultimately, the pact should be taken further, from a defense agreement between three countries to an agreement to uphold the deen, unify the Ummah, liberate occupied Muslim lands, and carry the message of Islam to the world. The strength of the Muslim world should not only be used to protect individual states, but to serve the wider interests and obligations of the Ummah. What has begun as a defense pact should really, in reality, be that starting point for a much greater unity based upon the shared aqidah and the Islamic obligation of collective responsibility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Ansar to take the bold step in supporting and unifying our lands into one state, having one khilafah, and ruling by the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.